Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Eddie brought in trillions and trillions of dollars of pledges for investment.
Some economists and businesses say the tariffs could bring the opposite of benefits. President Trump announcing that Apple is committed to investing more in the U.S., a total of $600 billion.
This is a significant step toward the ultimate goal of ensuring that iPhones sold in the United States of America also are made in America.
President setting a 100% tariff on computer chips and semiconductors made outside the U.S., except for companies moving to switch manufacturing to America. Hours late, United Airlines passengers finally getting to where they're going after a nationwide ground stop due to computer problems, now fixed. This is ABC News. An immigration raid captured on video in Los Angeles. Agents could be seen loading people into the back of a Penske truck in a Home Depot parking lot.
We did hear from Penske. They did release a statement saying they are aware of these videos, saying Penske strictly prohibits the transportation of people in the cargo area of its vehicles under any circumstances. The company was not made aware of its trucks being used in its operation and did not authorize this. Penske will reach out to DHS and reinforce its policy to avoid improper use of its vehicles in the future.
ABC's Jacqueline Lee. The Justice Department arrested a 22-year-old stationed at Fort Bliss, accusing him of attempting to sell classified info on military tank capabilities to Russia. Shohei Ohtani hit a go-ahead two-run homer for his 1,000th career hit in the Dodgers' 5-3 loss to the Cardinals. He also struck out a season-high 8 over 4 innings. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Today, partly to mostly cloudy, warm and muggy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. A high of 84. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms ending. And then partly cloudy and muggy, foggy patches as well, and a low of 68. Friday, partly cloudy, breezy, hot and humid. The heat index could reach the upper 90s in the afternoon with a high of 91. Friday night, a few clouds, warm and sticky, a low of 72. Saturday, partly cloudy, continued hot and muggy, a 40% chance of thunderstorms by late afternoon, some of which could be strong, and a high of 90 Saturday. Sunday, 83, with areas of showers or thunderstorms likely. Right now in Richland Center, southwest winds are at 3 miles per hour. After a low this morning of 62, we're up a degree at 63 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Good morning. Today is Thursday, August 7th. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day on WRCO.
Oh! that white house down the street where I grew up. Mama used to send me over with things. We struck a friendship up. I spent a few long summers out on his old porch swing. He said he was in the war, went in the Navy, lost his wife and lost his baby. I broke down and asked him one time, I said, how you keep from going crazy? He said, I'll see my wife and son in just a little while. I asked him what he meant. He looked at me and smiled and said, I raised my
later, I was off at college, talking to Mom on the phone one night, getting all caught up on the gossip, the ins and outs of the small town life. Said, oh, by the way, son, old man Wrigley died. Later on that night, laid there thinking back, thought about a couple long lost souls. I didn't know whether to cry or laugh. If there was ever anybody deserved to take it to the other side, it'd be that sweet old man.
Your day the Wisconsin way. Brouhaha Coffee and the Light in the Milk House Show 5 a.m. weekdays on WRCO.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us today. We started the day in a positive way with Believe from Brooks and Dunn and Jelly Roll, and before that, Chris Stapleton doing the honors for our national anthem. To officially begin the broadcast day here, Phil Nee with you as we get down the trail with the old mighty vibe. Things are doing well there in Sextonville. Really good sleeping weather. Too good. Right. But we're going to be into a little bit more sticky weather and maybe a little bit more unsettled weather, especially by Saturday. But it's going to warm a little bit. Looks like some rain on the way today and through the evening this evening. So be aware. You can always use a little rain as long as it's not the heavy thunderstorm dangerous things. It looks like we're going to be all right today for that. 64 is the start out temperature today. Those Brewers just keep on winning and winning. I talked to a guy yesterday, and he said, am I ever going to wake up in the morning? You're going to say the Brewers lost? I said, well, yeah, it'll happen. But it didn't happen again. Last night, they were winners. Had to hold on in the end, but picked up a one-run win over the Atlanta Braves to series sweep them. More details in about 10 right now. Kenny Rogers and Dottie West.
Sometimes when I'm down and all alone, just like a child without a home. The love you give me keeps me hanging on, honey. All I ever need is you. You're my first love, you're my last. You're my future, you're my best. Oh, loving you is all I ask. Weather's come and then they go, and we watch the melting snow. Sure, summer, fall, and spring, all the things you do give me a reason to build my world around you.
World around you.
Some men follow rainbows, I am told. Search for silver, some for gold. But I found my treasures in your soul. Oh, honey, yeah. And all I ever need is you. Without love, I'd never find a way through ups and downs of every single day. And I won't sleep at night until you say, honey, all I ever need is you. La 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 la
Thanks on WRCO's Light in the Milk House show. I'm tired. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Oh, we're on the air, aren't we? Yes. Okay. Well, we have some notes to share with you on today going on in Vernon County Human Services Department, assisting individuals with power of attorney for healthcare documents, coming up today from 9 until noon at the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Vernon County. To make an appointment, call 608-637-5201 or 1-888-637-1323. Lone Rock will have its community library open again today with a special summer reading program and a talk about varieties of snakes, spiders, insects, and lizards. Oh my, this is an all-ages program. Admission is free, and free will donations will be accepted. That gets underway today at 10:30. Lone Rock Farmers Market will be held today from 3:30 until 6:30 at Center Park on Highway 130. And Celebrate Recovery RC meets every Thursday night from 6 until 8 at the Nazarene Outreach Center in Richland Center. Food is available starting at 5:30. Celebrate Recovery Richland Center is sponsored by Grace Community Church. Hey, folks, we hope you'll come to the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show on Sand Road, Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th. Hours are 8 until 5 daily, featuring this year Ferguson, Ford, and Fordson cars, trucks, and tractors. Tickets are just $10 a day. Kids 12 and under are free with an adult. Veterans get in free on Sunday the 17th. Hope to see you at the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show coming up in Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Complexity. It's no secret that lawyers can make things too complicated, partly because that's how lawyers work, and partly because complexity means more billable hours. But that's why we talk and write in a simple, straightforward way. I think you should be able to read and understand the legal work you bought. I hate complexity, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good, honest advice. More info at wilkinsonlawgroup.com.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
A Look at Sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Blake Perkins doubled, hit a home run, and drove in two RBIs. Andrew Vaughn also homered, and the Brewers beat the Braves 5-4 Wednesday night for their sixth straight win. Vaughn extended his hitting streak to a career-best 12 games and is batting .435 with five home runs and 16 RBIs in that span. Jose Quintana allowed three runs on seven hits with seven strikeouts in six innings. Trevor Megill earned his 26th save despite giving up a solo home run to Michael Harris II in the ninth inning. Braves starter Spencer Strider took the loss after giving up five runs on 11 hits over 4 2/3 innings. The Brewers getting set for their next series. They have won a season high 7 straight, 12 of 13, 24 of 30 away from home, and a major league best 33-24, 10-7-2 in series play on the road this season. Elsewhere in baseball news, Shohei Ohtani hit a go-ahead two-run home run for his 1,000th career hit. He also struck out a season high 8 over 4 innings for the Dodgers yesterday, and a big victory for them. So that is among the baseball highlights and top stories as well. Baltimore was a winner over Philadelphia 5-1, Cleveland 4-1 over the Mets, Toronto 20, Colorado 1, Miami 6-4 over Houston, Washington 2-1 over the Athletics. San Francisco 4-2 over Pittsburgh, the Cubs beat Cincinnati 6-1. It was also a win for San Diego over Arizona 3-2.
Minnesota 9-4 winners against Detroit in the American League. The Yankees 3, Texas 2. Tampa Bay 5-4 over the Angels. Kansas City 7, Boston 3. Seattle 8-6 over the White Sox. This update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
Today's aerobic polka is powered by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
Here we go. I'm going to get a running start at this one. Physical therapy told me to warm up a little bit beforehand, so all right. It's aerobic polka workout time from WRCO, a polka service. A one and a two and a... The aerobic polka right there. Everybody polka from Eddie Blazanchik. Blazanchik? Yeah, I think that's how you say that. And the Versatones on WRCO Radio. I got a little bit more accustomed to saying Polish names when I lived in Warsaw. There were a few there. And realizing that lots of times the Z didn't mean much in somebody's name. Or it did or it didn't, I'm not sure. But anyway, that was a rousing aerobic polka. We're about 5 minutes away from farm news and markets today.
The wife and I, the fussin' brother, that's all right. Cause me and that woman bought a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine.
Oh, the man
in
the apartment is an ugly thing.
Mind your places that may not be true. But I can get to heaven just as easy as you. So won't you mind your own business? Why don't you mind your own business? Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine.
Hey, if I want a honky tonk around a 2 or 3, baby, that's my headache, don't you worry about me. Just mind your own business.
To get you to treat me right. Why in the world did you marry me? I just don't understand how you expect a real good woman to stay with a no good man. You know I love you with all of my heart, and that's the way it should be. But you're spreading goodwill all around town that rightfully belongs. But on the other hand, how do you expect a real good woman to stay with a no good man? Well, every Friday when you get paid, I have to telephone to hunt you down. All the bartenders know my voice and they say you're not around. You can take all of your so-called friends and keep them if you. Being a no good man. Well, every Friday when you get paid, I have to telephone to hunt you down. All the bartenders know my voice and they say if you can, but you can't keep a real good woman by being a no good man. No, you can't keep a real good woman by being a no good man.
Gene Shepherd on WRCO and a real good woman. We're headed toward a high of 84 today. It'll be cloudy, warm, and muggy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely. Right now in Richland Center, we are holding steady at 64 degrees.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
I'm Brent Barnett with the latest agribusiness news on Brownfield. For profit potential and pest protection, Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn packs a punch. Plant PowerCore Enlist Corn and have your best year with Pioneer. A dealer says tariffs have definitely impacted the tractor and outdoor power equipment market. Brownfield's Larry Lee has the story.
Tariffs on foreign parts and machinery have shaken up equipment sales. Daryl Stetzer with Central Wisconsin Power Sports tells Brownfield the increased tariffs have driven consumers to buy early to try to get ahead of the new tariffs.
So far this year, we sold as many tractors as we did last year because of that fear. But now that prices have gone up 7%, people are still scared that they're going to go up even more.
Stetzer says many products that say made in America are assembled here but manufactured in other countries. Stetzer's advice is to find equipment that arrives at the dealer before the new tariffs began.
So look around, ask them if they have pre-tariff pricing.
Stetzer says buyers can often find the same machine priced thousands of dollars less, all because of when it arrived in the U.S. From Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
Michigan-based DF Seeds has announced it's been acquired by Lead Food Capital. DFC's president, Jana Fritz, tells Brownfield it's the first acquisition by the Indiana-based investment company.
We've experienced organic growth over the last 4 to 5 years here with DFC's. And this new investment with Lead Food is just the next evolution. There's not going to be any sort of change to the people of DFC's or the products.
DFC's was founded in 1969 in Dansville, Michigan, and demand for non-GMO soybeans has helped its footprint grow. The reconciliation package included a significant boost to USDA's trade promotion programs. Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp has more from FarmFest in southwest Minnesota.
New USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, Luke Lindberg, says the One Big Beautiful Bill Act has many provisions that will benefit U.S. farmers and ranchers.
But it also doubled our capacity for MAP and FMD, the two main programs, the market access facilitation programs, that get our farmers in those markets to make these sales happen.
With trade, he says the end game is putting more dollars in the pockets of American farmers.
And that doesn't happen until we actually get sales done. And so a trade agreement's a milestone towards a victory, but the actual victory comes when we get sales done, and that's what we're looking to do.
Near Redwood Falls, Minnesota, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
U.S. ethanol production last week averaged 1,081,000 barrels per day, down 15,000 on the week, but up 14,000 on the year. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
A pretty quiet day for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs closed higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was pretty quiet again Wednesday. There were a few deals noted in parts of Texas at $237 live, but that's not enough business to establish an accurate price trend for the week. Asking prices were at $238 to $240 live in the south, but didn't surface in the north. Significant trade volumes likely going to be delayed until the end of the week. At the Beaver Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, feeder steers were mostly $5 higher. However, steers 650 to 700 pounds were $8 lower. Feeder heifers were $1 to $4 higher, with 850-pound heifers $13 higher. Steer and heifer calves were $8 to $10 higher, with 400 to 450-pound steers and 500-pound steers and heifers as much as $20 higher. The USDA says demand remains robust, quality range from average to attractive. Medium and large one feeder steers 600 to 603 pounds. Fancy brought 418 to 423.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 824 to 828 pounds, brought 322.25 to 324.75. Box beef closed sharply higher with solid demand for light offerings. Choice up 492 at 374.86. Select was 542 higher at 351.36. Estimated cattle slaughter was 116,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and down more than 6,000 on the year. Cash hog slows higher with a big negotiated run. The cash hog market has had a couple of solid days of business. Processors were much more aggressive in their procurement efforts and moved larger numbers again Wednesday. Demand continues to be the market's main driver. The solid demand on both the global market for U.S. pork and domestically are helping provide some pretty significant price support. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 25 cents with a weighted average of $113.77. Pork values closed sharply lower, down $2.90 at $115.22. Hams, loins, bellies, and picnics were all sharply lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 479,000 head, up 9,000 on the week and up about 2,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were sharply higher, supported by sharply higher boxed beef during the session, and lean hog futures were lower on profit taking. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
From start to finish, Harchi Lumber has everything you need to get the job done right. Save time and money and find all your building supplies in one convenient place. Serving this area since 1969, Harchi Lumber, located on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, offers a full selection of lumber, steel roofing and siding, and complete home and pool building materials. They even provide custom-built prefab wall panels with delivery and setup available using their own crane truck. Call Harchi Lumber today at 985-7207 and get your project off the ground with experience you can trust.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Butcher hogs were $2 higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were lower, expecting big crops this year. September beans were down 6 at 965.5. November was 6.25 lower at 984.5. September corn was down 1.75 at 379.75. December was 0.75 lower at 401.25. Live and feeder cattle were up, with box beef sharply higher at midday, waiting for direct business. October live was 255 higher at 229.65. December was up 257 at 230.72. September feeders were 467 higher at 344.22. And hogs were mostly down on profit taking and the lower midday move in pork. October was 82 lower at 91.97. December was down 65 at 84.52. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Researchers seek a better and safer way to hatch chicken eggs. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. For more than 100 years, commercial egg hatcheries have used formaldehyde to prevent bacterial problems in the hatch. Since the chemical is on the hazardous side, a group of scientists at the University of Arkansas, including Danielle Graham, has been looking for an alternative means of bacterial control. In this case, says Graham, using probiotics.
It can be hard to make a direct comparison because formaldehyde is so effective. But yeah, I think, you know, moving forward, we're going to figure out ways to incorporate different types of bacteria, apply the probiotics differently, and we can enhance the benefit that we see with these probiotics to hopefully keep moving in the right direction, which is away from formaldehyde if we can.
Graham says the idea is to have more control over the bacterial exposure to the chicks, more good bacteria and less bad bacteria.
By no means was it completely as effective as formaldehyde. I think we'll need a multifaceted approach to replace formaldehyde. However, you know, we're going in the right direction, I believe, by finding ways that we can reduce the use of formaldehyde, at least in the hatchery.
Another benefit of the probiotics, reduced respiratory damage from formaldehyde use. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock holds sales on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. Slaughter sales are held every Tuesday at 8:30. Selling fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls, baby calves. Cattle are accepted Mondays from noon to 8 p.m. If you have questions or cattle to consign, call the barn at 608-994-2020. That's Bloomington Livestock. Honest people, quality livestock every week.
I'm Nicole Kosslip with Brownfield's Daily Update. The U.S. Dairy Export Council says nearly all categories saw an increase in June shipments, with China coming back into the market. U.S. dairy exports gained 15% in volume, while values increased 27% to $840,500,000. She saw widespread demand for most markets, increasing 34% compared to last June. Good production, logistics, and pricing make the U.S. a favorable supplier. Total butterfat export sales doubled for the year, and anhydrous milk fat shipments grew by 34%. Low-protein whey shipments increased 16% as the U.S.-China tariff pause renewed purchasing. Lactose sales rose 14%, also fueled by Chinese demand. Non-fat dry milk, skim milk powder exports fell in most destinations except for Mexico. Shipments declined 2% on the year. A farmer relations specialist with Midwest Dairies says states like the Illinois State Fair are an opportunity for producers to educate consumers. Kendra Anderson says the home of the world-famous butter cow is a perfect place to teach people about dairy.
They don't know how modern our dairy barns are.
She tells Brownfield animal health is always a hot topic.
One of our dairy farmers recently said, you can't take milk from a dairy cow. She's got to give it to you. So a happy cow is a productive cow. And so just letting consumers know that it really is in the best interest of everybody to take great care of those cows.
Cash dairy prices declined midweek on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, with traders giving back some earlier gains. Dry whey unchanged at 56 cents, blocks down a quarter of a cent at $1.80, barrels unchanged at $1.79, butter down a penny at $2.43, and non-fat dry milk unchanged at $1.28. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
You are invited to join the fun at Johnson Tractor's Richland Center Open House, Friday, August 8th from 10 to 2. They'll be firing up the grill, rolling out the equipment, and celebrating with the local community. Guests can enjoy a free lunch, check out the latest in equipment and technology, and connect with the team that keeps area farmers moving forward. It's all happening at Johnson Tractor in Richland Center. Don't miss it.
Good morning. The daytime high will be at around 84 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms could be on the way today. Southeast to south winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms ending by midnight or so. Then partly cloudy and muggy, foggy patches possible, and a low of 68. Tomorrow, humid and a high of 91. A few clouds, warm and sticky Friday night, and a low of 72. Right now in Richland Center, we're up 2 degrees from the overnight low temperature. It is 64.
I would send her a rose when I couldn't make it home. I was always away. She was always alone. But roses couldn't hold her tight or keep her warm in the night. And in time she slipped away. I can still hear her say, send me no roses, send no roses today. Empty arms reaching out, left so unsatisfied, needing so much to find love that she was denied. What she wanted was my love. Roses weren't quite enough. Soon fade away.
of Levi's, sharp-pointed, roughed-out boots, fancy buckle on his belt. He's got that Texas look. He's a cowboy. He's a diesel dog and truck driving asphalt cowboy. He sits high in the saddle and drags a heavy load. Cattle trailer tied behind the best truck on the road. He's a cowboy. He's a diesel dog and truck driving asphalt cowboy. Roads are winding, gears are grinding, cows are mooing, double clutching through. Hills are climbing, wheels are winding, coffee brewing at the Barbie barbecue for the cowboy. He's a diesel dog and truck driving asphalt cowboy. His engine is his horse with an air-conditioned seat. He can cross the desert now and never feel the heat. He's a cowboy. He's a diesel dog and truck driving asphalt cowboy. His smokestack gives a signal. His air horn tells the tale. Roll on, little dogies, on down that asphalt trail. He's a cowboy. He's a diesel dog and truck driving asphalt cowboy. Roads are winding, gears are grinding, cows are mooing, double clutching through. Hills are climbing, wheels are winding, coffee brewing at the Barbie barbecue for the cowboy. He's a diesel dog and truck driving asphalt cowboy.
Hank Thompson and the Asphalt Cowboy here on WRCO. Hello there, friends. Good to have you along. We appreciate you listening wherever you are today along the lines. We're at 64 degrees. We'll get it straight with old Tony on what we can expect for the upcoming day. And it looks like maybe some rain on the way. So be prepared. Get ready for that today. Take an umbrella along or whatever the case might be, or just a bar of soap.
Spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Decide to do, Jolene.
Mornings go smoother with a strong coffee and local radio. Brouhaha powers the early hour right here on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Come one, come all. The Culpeper and Merriweather Circus is coming to Richland Center's North Park Sunday and Monday, August 10th and 11th. Sponsored by Southwest Partners Incorporated. Before the show, come early on Sunday at 9:30 to watch the big top tent go up and enjoy a free behind-the-scenes tour. See how a circus travels, how animals are cared for, and get a glimpse into circus life. 1 hour before each show, the Midway opens, featuring Pony Rides, Moon Bounce, Giant Slide, Face Painting, and great concessions. Showtimes are Sunday at 2 and 4:30, Monday at 5 and 7:30. Each show runs about 90 minutes of non-stop action. Advance tickets are cheaper and help give more back to the community. Get yours now at Napa Auto and Truck Parts or Kelly's Coffee House. Visit cmcircus.com and learn more.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where every broadcast feels like Sunday dinner with your radio on.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great start to your day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Increasingly warm and humid weather will be the rule here the next several days. And with that increase in moisture, we're seeing some spotty showers and thunderstorms early today, right along the Mississippi River, across Minnesota, Wisconsin, parts of Iowa. And this will gradually redevelop throughout the day and continue to move across our region. So don't be surprised to have some spotty wet spells here and there throughout the day, mixed with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow looks relatively quiet and fairly breezy. Temperatures getting hotter out there. And then Saturday could be another hot and steamy day. However, late Saturday, there's a chance of thunderstorms developing in northwest Wisconsin ahead of a cool front in Minnesota. Those storms could expand across the rest of the state Saturday night into Sunday, and a few of them could be on the heavy side. And with the tropical air in place, some downpours with heavy rain certainly are possible as well. This front will stall out near Wisconsin early to mid-next week, keeping it unsettled. Your forecast for today, partly to mostly cloudy, warm and muggy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely. High temperature 84, southeast to south wind between 5 and 15. Scattered showers or storms ending by midnight tonight, then partly cloudy and muggy, fog patches possible, low in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy, breezy, hot and humid tomorrow, high temperature 91. The heat index could reach the upper 90s for the afternoon, so take it a bit easy and drink plenty of water. South to southeast wind around 15. Saturday, partly cloudy, still hot and humid. 40% chance of scattered storms by late afternoon. Some could be heavy. High 90. Sunday, humid with a few showers and storms. High 83. Monday through Wednesday, partly sunny. Some scattered showers possible each day with highs in the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at your convenience, at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure, and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for bill pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
64 degrees and partly cloudy conditions right now, WRCO. A little bit of light fog earlier, but that is pretty much lifted. 84 was yesterday's high. Record high, 96 in 1983. Record low, 44 in 1966. Last year's high was 79 and the low, 53. Sunset will happen at 8:16 tonight. Sunrise time, 5:59 for tomorrow morning. As it gets a little closer each day to 6 o'clock, the air is calm, barometer at 29.99. No precipitation today. After a low of 62, it is 64 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center, where the news from ABC at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store. Passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. Also today on WRCO on a Thursday, the 7th of August, our news update is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they have got you covered.
You are invited to join the fun at Johnson Tractor's Richland Center Open House Friday, August 8th from 10 to 2. They'll be firing up the grill, rolling out the equipment, and celebrating with the local community. Guests can enjoy a free lunch, check out the latest in equipment and technology, and connect with the team that keeps area farmers moving forward.